Cobra.
Here he is, the Cobra. Here's Cobra.
I don't have pants. Thank you very much. Simon Cowell, the inventor of so many things that America is addicted to, or I guess part of so many things that America is addicted to. He is now overseeing the X Factor. He is proposing some sort of Super Bowl, if you will, of singing and dancing shows. He wants the winners of The X Factor, American Idol, and The Voice to all get together and have a competition amongst the three of them.
That's an awesome idea.
It kind of is, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's great cross-promotion for the shows.
That's right. And who came up with it?
He did.
The greatness of Simon.
Yeah, he did. Now, in the meantime, American Idol, their ratings dropped 2.5 million over last weekend.
More me?
A little bit more you.
So, Idol is kind of sitting there. I mean, obviously, the numbers are still good, but...
Not what they used to be.
No, and again, you're never going to keep it at that level. It's just absolutely impossible.
It would be like if this show got fives, it would still be good enough to beat the other sports stations, but once you raise the bar, that's kind of what you have to aim for. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be a game then.
Yeah. It's a little different, but yeah, it is. It's the same principle. But I think that he's onto something here pretty big. If they can get this to go. Now, the thing is that the X Factor is on, what? What channel is that? CBS?
Six.
No, it's on channel six.
That's Fox.
The X Factor is Fox? Okay.
Yeah.
American Idol is Fox, and The Voice is NBC. So, how would you determine which show got what? How would you promote this Super Bowl? Would they each appear on each other's shows?
Or are they going to have just like a one-time show or
I don't know. Who would determine the winner? Obviously, the judges from each particular show would be biased.
It would probably depend on whichever network paid the most for
would you get an
it. And that would be Fox.
Would you get independent judges to judge this thing, calling this the Super Bowl? Maybe ABC could pick it up?
Why don't you just let people vote?
Like you could have the cast of Happy Days vote?
Maybe the Dancing with the Stars judges could vote on the singing.
No idea is a bad idea, except for that one, but thank you.
Got to throw it out there.
It's all right, Ty. It's okay.
Keep
trying.
Now, Cowell fired everybody from the X Factor. He says that he has hired two women. The two judges will now be women, he says, while the hosts, plural, will be a boy and a girl. How creepy does that sound?
A little boy.
A boy and a girl. He says the host job is really too much for one person. It's almost like a news anchor.
Daddy's baby girl.
So they're going to hire a kid?
I think he just was referring to the sexes, and it, not so much the age of the sexes. He's British. They say things differently.
Yeah, like a trunk is a boot, and an elevator is a lift. I have more.
Save it for Saturday morning.
Can anybody explain to me? I've heard about this now for the last couple of months. I've not seen the show. The ratings, though, the season finale, I guess, were absolutely boffo. I know nothing about the show whatsoever. All I know is suddenly people are talking about it. It's on PBS, and it's called Downton Abbey.
Oh, my God.
Are you familiar with this?
Downton.
I've heard of, I'm like you. I've heard about it now.
Oh, yeah, Downton. I just read that. There you go. That shows you how ridiculously illiterate it is when it comes to this show. Downton Abbey.
Downton, yes.
Isn't that another Brit thing?
Yes.
Yes.
It is a Brit period piece.
Yuck.
Hmm.
Yeah, I've heard about this. And a lot of people have told me it's good.
I've heard nothing but good things about it. But I've never seen it.
I'm sorry. Monty Python just wore me out on Brit.
Nothing wrong with Monty Python.
Yeah, there is, too.
Ooh, you guys are disagreeing.
Doesn't happen often.
So you didn't like Monty Python in the 70s?
No.
Were you like the only guy that you knew?
Just about. Didn't like the accents, and I just don't get the Brit sense of humor a lot of the time.
Do you like Benny Hill?
No.
I can't believe you didn't like that with all the juggy women running
right
around in fast motion. To
back at a time when that was
yakety sacks.
When that was pretty risque, like a woman in her bra. You're like, oh my God, a bra! But they say that the audience for Downton Abbey, I cannot believe I've been thinking that was Downtown Abbey.
Downton.
For so long.
It starts 2 years before
Christ,
the great World War I, beginning with the news of the sinking of the Titanic.
Ah.
That sets the story in motion.
Okay.
Now, have you seen this?
Me?
Any of this? Yeah.
No, sir, I have not.
I will tell you this. Now, this is not saying that much because neither one of these shows gets huge ratings, but the viewership for Downton Abbey exceed both that of American Horror Story and Mad Men. So PBS has a legitimate hit on their hands with Downton Abbey. The story of Abbey Goldstein.
Well, PBS is like over the air, too. And Mad Men is still cable.
Yeah, I know. Thank you. I'm aware that...
I'm just trying to clear these things up for you.
Well, I'm aware that PBS...
Because you're throwing out misinformation
here. No, I'm not. What am I throwing out? That the numbers are different, that they have more viewers?
Yeah.
Well, they do. I don't care if it's on cable or not.
I know, but there's a serious caveat in there. Why don't you mention that?
Well, everyone knows that. Everyone knows that.
No, they don't. Not everybody may know that.
So you think that people out there who only have channels 4, 5, 8, 11, and 13, they think that Mad Men is on one of those channels?
They could.
They don't. They're smarter than that.
They might. They're not either.
Just face it, Mike.
We got a lot of people in the outlying outposts that are not very smart, Corby.
Country people.
Downton Abbey is better than Mad Men.
Well, maybe, maybe not.
It's in its third season, or actually they started filming their third season this year.
Man, I'm sorry. I am not interested in a PBS British period piece. How can it be good?
Well, why don't you give it a try?
Well, it's over.
Come on.
It's done. It got renewed for its third season.
You need to give it a try, at least.
Look, you're the one that needs to be saying that. All the music you crap all over.
I don't crap all over music and TV shows and stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
You're the entertainment reporter on this thing.
I mean, how long did it take before you finally sat down and watched Cougar Town? And now, look at you. You're a P1.
Don't laugh at that.
You love Cougar Town.
I do not.
Yeah, you do.
I haven't watched it once.
You just love it.
Another story.
Sinead O'Connor wants to pose for Playboy.
Oh, God. Talk about yuck.
She says, a Playboy shoot is on my bucket list. And I like the idea of doing some interview in weird sex gear talking about something really serious, like the economy. You can talk about serious issues while you're bollocks naked on all fours in your dog collar.
Right.
Now, I know that you would like to see every woman naked. Would you like to see this? Her naked?
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah, you would.
No, I wouldn't.
At all? You wouldn't even look?
Even for the freak show factor?
I'm totally not intrigued by her.
You wouldn't look
Never
at
have
all.
Been.
You wouldn't even open the Playboy that I gave you?
No.
Find that hard to believe. Matter of fact, I think
Try
you're
me.
Lying.
He'd
Try
look.
Me.
There's no doubt
I think
he'd
you're
look.
Absolutely
Try
lying.
Me. Try me.
Well, she's got to get into Playboy first. So
Playboy's smart enough to not want her.
Yeah, I would think so. Although Playboy took Roseanne. Remember that?
That was just for shock value.
Well, what do you think this would be for?
She doesn't have any shock value. In fact, she has no value to anybody.
Roseanne was wearing nothing but flour.
God, man.
Ah, yes, the default fat girl joke.
It never gets old, right?
It never does.
Let me see your iPod cord over there, homie.
All right.
Paris Hilton open. Paris Hilton
He's busy.
Open. Can you find the Paris Hilton open?
No, can't
Is,
be done.
Did it,
Can't be done.
Did the Paris
Skip
Hilton
the
open?
Hey, you think that's
Skip
over
the
here?
Story. Skip the story.
Make the
Do
transfer.
Something else.
Did the Paris Hilton audio make the transfer? Do we know if it did? Did it? Are we sure? Can we be sure? Did it make the transfer? Do we know? Yes!
And now it's time for the Daily Hilton Sister Update, satisfying the insatiable appetite of Mike Reiner, who abnormally obsesses over the sluts known as Paris and Nikki. Now here's your host, Snake.
Thank you very much. Oh, let's pause that. All right, Mike, this is just for you. Of course, you obsess over the sluts known as Paris and Nikki Hilton.
Do not.
Well, I don't know why you insisted to make it open and send it out to all the radio stations across America.
I didn't. And I got Walter Winchell to voice it.
Paris Hilton has a new single out. It is called Drunk Text. It is It is a techno song using spoken word.
You are my whore.
Would you like to hear it, Mike?
I'd love to.
All right. Well, here it is, breaking right now.
All right, let's compare this to the Kim Kardashian record. Get that ready
to go. I don't remember what
that
is.
Let's compare and contrast.
Well, here's Paris.
Dance with my bitches. That guy was there again. He's like, I'm sorry for what I said last weekend. I told him I didn't mind, which was a lie. But I was equally sorry, and I didn't want to apologize. It was just a drunk text.
What's going on?
It's really good.
What's happening?
It's a really pretty song.
It's just the drunk text.
Sorry, and I didn't want to apologize. It was just the drunk text. In my head, I was writing a fiction of us.
What?
Behind my eyes, I was begging for things my lips could never ask.
All right.
Damn.
There you have it. The worst effing song ever recorded.
I don't know. You want to hear part of Kim Kardashian's? It sounds exactly the same.
Let's do.
Here
let's
it is.
Do.
Jam, turn it up.
Taking the rest of the afternoon off. Thank you.
All right. I can't handle either one of them.
Yeah.
That would be a big hit.
It was released a year ago. Which one? The Paris Hilton one?
Yeah.
No, it won't.
Yeah, it will.
No, it won't.
It will, too.
All it is I want to make love to you. That was a drunk text.
I guarantee him.
Will you buy me a rum and coke?
I would love to have the ability to make
you sore. Yeah. Put a bed of techno underneath this.
I want to treat you rough, throw you around, bang and slap you.
See? You can make a million bucks.
Do you ever hook up with other guys or girls? You have done just about everything, haven't you? You are my whore. You are my whore.
All right, Danny.
That's the chorus.
Danny.
That's easy.
Danny, tomorrow?
Uh-huh. Awesome.
Tomorrow what?
We make the Mike Tech song.
I don't know how to work anything up here, dude.
Well, we'll figure it out, and
I'll
we're gonna
put something together tonight.
We are gonna.
I got this.
We are gonna blow the hell out of Paris Hilton.
All right.
I guarantee you that record will be played at the Ghost Bar tonight.
So what does that mean?
It means it's a hit.
No, it does not.
Yes, it does too.
Her last record sold 7 copies. 7.
Well, this one will sell more. This one will sell 9.
The Oscars are Sunday. We got to talk about them tomorrow.
Yes.
After we do the Hitler segment and the string of cat murders in Dallas. But Sacha Baron Cohen, they're threatening to ban him from the Oscar ceremonies because he is threatening to show up as his character in The Dictator. And the Oscar people do not want him to do this, saying that is not the time nor place to get in character and promote a movie. You want to go see The Dictator?
You know, he's useful only if the stationary bike is somehow involved.
You're an idiot. That was the worst movie he's made. The worst. He almost got nominated for an Academy Award for Hugo, for his role in Hugo. Guy's got it, man. He's on it. He's money. They say
buried 3 years ago.
Okay. All right, we got to go.
All right. Does it for entertainment news, I guess.
You want a golf update?
All you're getting.
You want a Tiger Woods update next?